This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, June 14, 2018. We will learn the 4th to 6th Mishnayos in the 11th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. Mishnah 4, Mishnah Dalet, right, continues another case where the babies get interchanged, right, mixed up. So, Aisha Shiniz Arev Vlada Bivlad Kalasa. So a woman gives birth and her daughter-in-law gives birth at the same time and the children get mixed up. Right? As crazy as that sounds, we probably all know people that's happened to, right? You have a woman who's having her 10th child and her first daughter is having her first child. Right? And in the nursery, boom, they get switched. We don't know whose child is who. So now you have these two children, Higdilu Hata'arovo. So they grow up. Vinasu Nashim. They marry women, umesu, and then they died. Okay, so, b'nei hakala, right? So there are other siblings, right? B'nei hakala, the brothers. So you have these two children, right? You have brothers from the mother and brothers from the daughter-in-law, but we're not sure. Now you have these two widows. You're not sure. Right, whether they are brothers or whether they are not. So the B'nai HaKala, the daughter-in-law's other sons, right, which might be brothers to one of these women, or it might be might be their aunt. So Cholzin V'lo Miyabin, they have to do Chalit, so they don't do Yibum. Shu Safek Eshet Achiv, right? Because each of these women is potentially their brother's wife, right? And in which case you would do Yibum. Safek Eshet Achiaviv, or it is, right, potentially, right, the wife of your father's brother that make me your aunt. Ubnei Hazekena. So they have to do chalitza because that either it is your brother, your sister-in-law, and then you have to do chalitza, or it's your aunt and it's totally usher. So in that case, you got to do chalitza. Cannot do yibum, right? Because you can't marry somebody you're prohibited to. Uvnei hazikena, right? But here you have the mother and the daughter-in-law. If the mother had other sons, o cholzin, o miyabmin, they can do chalitza, or they can do yibum. Shehu safek eshet achiv ve'eshet ben achiv. Right, because this is either it is their sister-in-law, in which case they're doing yibum, or it's eshet ben achiv, it is the wife of your brother's son, it's your niece, and halachically one's allowed to marry their niece. So they can do chalitza or yibum. Right, when we're talking about your aunt, you cannot, because one cannot marry your aunt, but you can marry your niece. All right, so that is, all right, if the children that we're not sure about died, that's the case. What happens if Mesu HaKsherim? Right, so the Ksherim are the ones that we know. Either it's the mother, right, the mother had other children, we know that they are hers, or the daughter-in-law had other children, and we know that they're hers, but they died. So B'nei HaTa'arovis Livnei HaZekena Cholzin V'lo Mityamin. Now you have, right, these two children, we're not sure, right, which one is which. Right, one of them is the mother's son, and one of them is the daughter-in-law's son. We just don't know. So, they are alive, and the others have died. So they, with these two men who are now alive, they have the widows from the original mother's other Vadai children, Cholzin Milo Miyabin. So they, the two who we're not sure about, they have to do chalitza and not yibum, because the widows that are now standing in front of them are Safek Eshet Achiv. It might be, right, for one of them, it is the sister-in-law, the widow, and that's yibum. For the other one, it's the aunt. You cannot marry your aunt, and therefore chalitza and no yibum. You have to do chalitza because maybe it's your sister-in-law. You can't do yibum because maybe it's your aunt. B'nei HaKala. If it is the daughter-in-law's certain children who die. So then echad choletz ve'echad meyapim. So then one does chalitza, right? And one does yibum. So the first one does chalitza, right? And if that was the one doing chalitza, that's the sister, that really is the sister. He's done chalitza. And the other guy can marry his aunt. Can marry his niece. And if it's the right reverse, so that also works. Either way, in that scenario, when we're talking about the B'nai HaKala, it's either your sister-in-law or it's your niece. And as long as the chalitza is done first, right, if that's the one that was supposed to do Yibum, she's now free and she can marry the second one. And if it's not the one that's supposed to do Yibum, then the second one goes ahead and actually, right, does Yibum with the correct woman. That concludes Mishnah Daled. I know that we really needed these Mishnayos need a chalkboard. So I apologize. I don't know how to get a chalkboard online at this point. But they really could use one. Mishnah Hay. Another case of mixed up children. Kohenes shenis arev vlada bivlad shifchasa. So you have a woman who was married to a Kohen, right? So the child's a Kohen. And that child gets mixed up with one of the, right, one of the Canaanite slaves' children. Now, what do you do? So one is the child of a slave, and one is the child of a Kohen. There's a Kohen, but we're not sure which is which. So, haray elu ochlim bitruma. All right, so they can definitely both get, they can both eat truma because the Kohen eats truma, and the slave eats truma because he's part of the household of the Kohen. So that's not a problem. V'cholkin chelek echad bagoren. If they come to the threshing floor to collect their truma, they only get one portion because only one of them is a kohen. But they can split it and they can both eat truma because of the household. V'einan mitamin lemesim. Right, neither of them can become impure, can come in contact with a corpse because that's a prohibition on the kohen. If you're not sure who's who, they both can't do it. Right? And they can't get married, right? Whether these are kosher, whether the women are permitted to a Kohen or not, it's totally irrelevant because, right, that which is permitted to a slave is not permitted to the Kohen and vice versa. So they can't marry anybody. So higdilu atarova. So they get older. So there's actually an option. So v'shichruru zeh et zeh. So each one frees the other one. Right, because one of them is a, so now each one is suffic, a doubtful whether they're a Kohen, doubtful whether they are a freed slave. So no sin, nashin, ru'uyas, the kahuna. They both have to marry, right, somebody who is proper to a Kohen, i.e. not a convert or not a, a divorcee, because one of them actually is the Kohen. So both have to marry somebody the Kohen can marry because one of them indeed is a Kohen. Me'enan mitame lemesim, right? They still, neither of them can become impure because we're not sure who's the Kohen. Ve'im nitme'u enan sofkin es harbaim. But if they went ahead and they did become tame, they don't get whipped because the one who comes and said, well, maybe I wasn't the Kohen. You can't whip me. Right? So they can't become tame because one of them is the Kohen. You can't whip them because maybe they're not the Kohen. Ve'enan ochlin batruma. They don't get to eat truma. Right. At this point, the freed slave is no longer part of the household, so he can't eat truma. So one of them is not a Kohen, so neither can eat truma, because when Nashu was not the Kohen. But, of course, the flip side, be'im achlu, if they did eat it, ain't a mishalman, karen b'chomish. Right. Usually, if you eat truma, you have to pay one and a fifth, you get a penalty. But here, even though they can't eat it, if they ate it, you don't impose the penalty, because you're going to come, and the guy's going to say, well, maybe I'm the Kohen, I don't have to pay you. They, once they get older and they have no rights to eat truma because one of them ain't a Kohen and one of them is freed, right? Not even part of a Kohen household. They can't go and take truma because the guy giving is going to say, hey, maybe you're not a Kohen. They don't know. Umochrenes hatruma. Right? If they have their truma to separate, they don't have to give it because maybe one of them is a Kohen. But they cannot eat it because one of them is not a Kohen. So they can, but they, therefore they're allowed to sell it. Ve'adamim shalahem, the money is theirs. Ve'einan cholkin bekotche hamikdash. Right? They don't, because one of them is a Kohen, one of them is not, they don't take part of you know, all the different things that you get in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't get, because one of them deserves it, one of them does not. Ve'enos din lahen kodshin. All right. So the animals also, they don't get. Ve'en motzin shalahem miyadam. But the flip side is, right, anything that they don't, that they, right, anything a Kohen's entitled to, they don't get. Right? Not the Kodshim Mizbeach, not the regular Kodshim, they don't get any of that. But if it's theirs, you can't take it out of their hands. So there is a question in the Kati, what that actually means, exactly which part, but it's the same, right, that will leave, but it's the same rule. Because one of them actually is a Kohen, you can't take it away from them. Now, they can't eat it, so exactly what that is, again, leave. But that follows the pattern, right? Pturim min azra min al-chayayim min al-keva. Right? They are not obligated, right, to give from, right, these parts of the animal, right? The zroa, the bone, the cheek, the maw. Right? Those are the gifts that a Yisrael, when he comes, right, those are given to the Kohen from some of the sacrifices. So they don't have to give it because maybe one of them is a Kohen. All right, so they can't be forced to give it. Ubechoro yehe roa ad shiyistayev. Right, if there's a bechor, the bechor of the animal goes to a Kohen, they can wait until it's blemished and eat it. They don't have to give it away because one of them actually is a Kohen. V'nosten alav chumrei kohanim v'chumrei yisraelim. Right, they get the chumras of both. Right, because one, maybe they're a Kohen, maybe they're Yisrael. So you get all the chumras of the Kohen in terms of who you can marry and you can't marry and tumah, and also the chumrah of the Yisraelim in terms of giving stuff away, not being able to eat certain things. You get the worst of both worlds. Moral of the story is, don't confuse your children. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Misha lo shasa achar bala shlosha chadashim menises. So we saw before that when your husband dies, you're going to remarry, right? Whether through Yibum or not, you got to wait 3 months to make sure you know who the father is. Right? Let's say you get married within that time and conceive on right, the wedding night or shortly thereafter. You want to make sure you know who the father is. So they give you a 3-month hiatus, right, to make sure that you're not pregnant. And that way, right, if you're pregnant within the first 3 months, we'll know it was from your deceased husband. If you were not, and then you marry somebody else and conceive, so we know it's from the second husband. But somebody didn't wait. So a month after, right, whatever it is, she gets married and conceives and gives birth. Ve'en yadua im ben tisha l'rishon im ben shiva l'achron. Right, we don't know if this is a 9-month, right, pregnancy term from the first husband or a 7th month baby from the second husband, right? They didn't think an eight month baby could live, which is kind of a fascinating thing for another time. So you're not sure, right? So this woman has a child, but we're not sure who the father is. Is it, right, Reuven, the first husband who died, or is it Shimon, the second husband? Right, so we have no idea who the father is. And now, Hayula bana min arishon or bana min hasheni. Right, so she has other sons with Reuven and other sons with Shimon. Right, so Cholzin v'lo miyabmin. Right, so if this child, right, who's now adult, and we're not sure who the father is, and he's got brothers from both sides, and then he dies. Right, so cholzin below miyamin. So you have to do chalitza because maybe this is your, right, maybe this wife is your sister-in-law. But you can't do yibum because maybe indeed she is not. V'chein hulahem. And so too, right, he to them, if one of the vadai, brothers, right, who we know who the father and mother is, dies. Choletz v'lo miyabim. You have to do chalitza, but not yibum, because you don't actually know if you are linked by the father or not. Now comes right the Mishnah says Hayu lo achim min harishon ve'achim min hasheni shelo me'oso ha'aim. If you have brothers from the first one and brothers from the second one, right? So you have this child. We're not sure if Reuven's the father or Shimon's the father. You have brothers from Reuven and Shimon, but with those brothers, you do not share a common mother. So who choletz umiyabem? Right, so he, if one of them die, he can either do, right, chalitza or yibum. So he can do, right, chalitza, because maybe it is, right, maybe you actually are brothers, and this is your sister-in-law. But you can also do yibum, because if you are not related, then you're not related at all, because you don't share the common mother, and now you don't share the common father, so there should be no prohibitions at all. V'heim echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. Right? If the child who we're not sure about dies, and then one of the either Reuven or Shimon's, their children do chalitza, and then the other one does yibum. Head is spinning. These are again chalkboard mishnayos. I apologize again, but that concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.